I've been trying to figure out why we cannot decrypt the key vault on some Tuya flash backups, and why this seems to be the case for certain, typically older platforms. BK7252U, TR6260, W800 to name a few. The decryption method for BK7231NT and some RTLs is known, though the Tuya seed key part 1 has been known to deviate away from 8722M, effectively 8720, depending on the platform. In an effort to find the assumed unknown but present seed key, I spent quite a bit of time in LLM discussions, poring over various SDKs, programmatically trying different plain text strings from dumps, PowerShell-generated key combinations numbering into the millions, breaking down libs with various CKY tools, W800 dump. What turned out to be different is that this Vault KV path is not key part 1 seed driven at all. Instead of the BK7231NT style config extractor model, where a platform seed influences the key used to decrypt a specific config blob, this vault mechanism is device key centered and two stage. 1. Key record stage, per device key material. A dedicated key record region in Flash contains the per device keying material, including a 16 byte device key. That key record itself is wrapped and encrypted as a unit, sector page sized, typically 4KB, and must be decrypted first before the device key can be read. This key record page is wrapped using a fixed mechanism, typically a constant wrapper key, and decrypting it is what reveals the device key used for the vault pages. 2. Vault stage, derived vault key plus page encryption. The effective vault key is derived by combining a 16-byte base key with that per-device 16-byte device key using Bytewise Edition Mod 256. Base key is either caller-supplied, P-key, or constructed by the SDK when P-key is null, see below. The vault payload is then stored as fixed-size encrypted pages, typically 4KB each. Each decrypted page is expected to match a known page structure. A magic value in the header, e.g. 0x9871234, plus an integrity field, checksum or CRC, used to confirm the page decryption is correct. Where the default base key comes from when not explicitly supplied, the default base key is not a flash layout assumption. It comes from the null key branch in Tuya's DB init logic inside the pre-built library. Concretely, in libtuyaiot.a, object tuya @7cc, wsdb.co, wsdb init checks whether p key is null. If p key equals null, it copies 16 bytes from the caller provided buffer. Base key equals p key. If p key equals null, it constructs a 16-byte base key in a 16-iteration loop by adding bytes from two embedded 16-byte constants. Those two constants both contain the same ASCII seed. So, the null key case is effectively doubling the bytes of HHRRQ by M0 for TITF, yields, which is the Tuya default null p key, base key value. How the JSON is recovered. Once the vault pages are decrypted correctly, i.e. page header slash magic, plus checksum or CRC validates, the JSON is not separately encrypted again. It exists as plain text within the reconstructed decrypted vault region. Extraction is therefore a straightforward carve flash parse step over the decrypted bytes, locate candidate JSON starts or bracket or quote balance to a candidate end, then validate by parsing as JSON before emitting the object, with optional dedupe of identical objects blocks when redundancy is present. With that knowledge, this Kinter Python program was then developed, with a lot of help from an LLM. This uses the above mechanism to decrypt vault-style KV on dumps that are structured this way. I've added options to dedupe, collapse duplicate decoded objects. The vaults appear to contain duplicate slash redundancy, export decoded JSON, export decrypted blobs. Swap relates to a secondary region present in LN8825B dumps. In summary, it turns out this method can successfully decrypt the KV on Tuya W800, TR6260, BK7252U, LN8825B, and RTL8720CM. However, the key vaults don't appear to contain the same pin assignment information seen in successful extractions from BK7231N, etc. dumps. Of all the dumps in flash dumps, These can be decoded Y.